And welcome back here. 8 seconds on the play clock.
Here.
8 minutes on the play clock here in the second period. Glacier Bears 6, Craig Panthers 5. And it'll be Bears inbounds. And
Klinger and Sundberg have checked back in. Then Haynes goes to run their offense, then Sundberg calls for the travel with the ball. So Haynes will regroup into their 2-3 zone.
And he just drags a foot, turns that over, Panther ball, Bird to Owen. Owen from the far side here, going to drive the paint, goes up strong, gets hacked. And a foul called on the shot. That's going to be on the Glacier Bears.
Sundberg, it'll be his third, I think. Yep, third, just to Sundberg.
So they weren't shooting, though, so it's going to be an inbounds ball.
And in for Sundberg comes Steven Lynch.
Eight fouls is what the clock says. It should be a 1-1. And now they figure it out. So that's 18 fouls for the Glacier Bears, 3 for the Craig Panthers right now. 7:46 on the clock. We'll send Owen to the line for the first time here. And his first shot is good. Ties the ball game, 6-6, and Owen will get a second shot now from the free throw line.
So Klinger, Swinberg, Green, Sundberg, Green, and Lynch all on the floor for the
second shot.
Bears.
No good. Rebound Bears.
Lynch brings the ball up court. Picks up his dribble half court. Oops. Looks for Quinton, finds him, back to Green. Back to Lynch. Lynch backing off now, calling the play, getting the offense ready. Passes off to Spiegan. Spiegan dribbles toward the baseline, picks up his dribble now, back out, throws the ball away.
Owen picks it up, he's going to go to the coast. Nice dish at the end to Dahlstrom, but nothing doing. He turns around, brings it back out, goes inside to Scheidegger. Give and go. Dahlstrom loses the handle underneath. Nice defense by the Bears. Panthers pick it up, loose ball. And nice D by the Bears to prevent that. And Dahlstrom's going to fire a three. He finds it. And it is a three-banger for Trevor Dahlstrom. Makes it 9-6 Panthers.
As Haynes quickly moves the ball up court. And then hands to Swinton.
Nice.
Finds the key and the easy layup.
9-8 Panthers. Here comes Owen. Loses a handle on the ball. And a loose ball tied up. Jump ball called as House.
And Lynch.
Lynch. So possession goes to the Panthers, and Owen will inbound this for the Panthers underneath their basket.
As Stegen comes out for the Haynes Glacier Bears, Stearns takes his place.
Owen finds Bird near side, 12-foot jumper, finds it, all net. Sinks it, 11-8, Panthers up.
Lynch brings the ball up court, he's heavy pressure now, finds Klinger. Off in the wing to Swinton. Swinton takes a three-pointer, no good. Rebound Craig.
Here come the Panthers. Bird, far side, running and gunning. Over to Owen from the corner, just inside the three. No good, off the rim. Bears rebound.
Swinton all by himself gets the rebound. As Lynch moves the ball quickly up court, and they find Klinger driving through the lane. Easy layup.
And Panthers, Bird to Dahlstrom from the far side. Takes a shot, no good. Rebound Bears. Owen takes that pass away. Back to the Panthers. Jump stop shot, no good. Rebound, Bears.
Swinton with the stop to Lynch. Way up court to a wide open Stearns.
Up and in for two. 11-12. Glacier Bears retake the lead with 5:50 in the second period. Owen fires a three. No good.
As Klinger gets the rebound. Wrapped up by two Panthers and one effectively calling a foul.
And that's going to be a foul on the Panthers. Number 11, Owen. And it'll be Glacier Bear ball underneath in the backcourt.
Lynch brings the ball up and passes through the double team to Swinton. Back up to Lynch near the top of the key, looking to pass back to Swinton. Who hands the ball off to
shots no
Stearns,
good.
Up and no good.
Panthers on the rebound. It's 1-on-1. Bird goes up strong, lays it up and in for two. Panthers take the lead back, 13-12, 5:17 in the second period.
Lynch again facing pressure, trying to get across half court. Now he does so. Still has the ball, almost lost it. Gives up now to Green.
Gets passed out of bounds off the Glacier Bears.
And it looks like Lynch got shook up a little bit, maybe knocked the wind out of him. Nope, he's holding his right hand. half grimacing, half smiling.
Yes.
Can't decide if he wants to come off or not. Looks like he wants to stay on. So Lynch, injured right paw and all, will stay in the game.
And it'll be Panther ball from the backcourt. Scheidecker inbound. Bird walks it across half court. Back to Bird. To House in the corner to Bird. Bird drives up strong. Ball gets knocked out of bounds, denied.
Knocked by Klinger, way out of bounds. Clean check.
Through marker on the floor for the Panthers. Bird inbounds this for the Panthers underneath their basket to Scheidecker. Goes up top to House, over to Martin. Martin out to Thane. Thane fires his tip. Block, no good.
Flash touch by Craig.
It'll be Glacier Bear ball.
So Lynch will bring the ball up again, facing pressure. He's got Klinger at midcourt. Passes by him to Swinton. Swinton trying to dribble. Gets pressure. Fouled by Scheidecker.
And it'll be Glacier Bear ball from the near side. Fouls on Scheidecker.
15 foul against Craig.
His first, 15.
So the hardworking team of Lynch will continue to handle the ball. He looks for an opening, passed off to the near side to Swinton. Back to the top of the key in the hands of Stearns. Now back to Lynch. Lynch dribbling around the right side, now goes toward the key and just inside the free throw line. Back out on the wing, shot up, no good.
Rebound, House and the Panthers. Here come the Panthers, cross half court, over to Marker in the corner, goes inside to Scheidecker, puts the ball on the floor, turnaround jumpers, no good, short.
Klinger altered that shot just by being there. And as Haynes finds quick breaking Green.
Nice layup.
Up and good. Haynes is quick to get back on offense. Craig is slow to get back on defense tonight.
14-13, Glacier Bears up, 3:48 remaining in the second period as Bird brings it across half court. The Marker makes a move inside, gets tied up, foul called on the Glacier Bears. And we're going to the line. Bird has subs for the Panthers. House and Marker, or Marker out. Owen and Dahlstrom back in. As Bird will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1.
3 minutes, 38 seconds left here in the second quarter. Haynes leading Craig, 14-13.
Bird nails that one.
Ties the game. As Sage comes in, substitutes in, and Green will take a seat.
And Bird from the free throw line for the Panthers, his second attempt after making his first, is in and out, no good, loose ball. Glacier Bears pull it down.
Swinton the hit up to Lynch. Lynch working to get the double team, now a triple team, gets it off to Swinton near the top of the key and passes in. Nice, sniffy little pass into Stearns, who started to drive in, got fouled.
That's going to be on the Panthers. I think that's on Scheidecker, number 32. That'll be his second and the team's sixth. So the ball will remain on the floor. The Glacier Bears will inbounds under their basket.
Swinton with the ball. As Haynes puts the play in motion, he's going to probably look to Lynch out here. Nope. Consumes his 5 seconds and then some. So a turnover by the Haynes Glacier Bears, not able to inbound the ball.
That was a quick 5 seconds. Nice break for the Panthers.
It was.
As Scheidecker inbounds this to Bird. Bird's going to walk it across, unpressured across half court. Goes far side to Thane. Goes inside. That's slapped away by Lynch. Nice defense.
Lynch is up with it again. Dribbles the ball up court quickly to Sage. Runs in, sticks up the shot, and he'll get off that rim. Gets his own rebound. Then Scheidecker there to reject the putback. But Stearns recovers the ball. Back out to Lynch. Now dribbling toward the top of the key. Finds Swinton on the wing. Swinton dribbling in toward the baseline. Looking back. Now loses the handle. Looks like a
good defense. Good defense by the Panthers. Jump ball called, possession will go to the Panthers. The Glacier Bears, rather. Ball stays with the Glacier Bears. 2:51 remaining to play in the second period. 14-14, tie ball game, folks.
As Swinton takes the ball, looking to inbound. Singer moving in. Goes to the far side now to Lynch. Takes up the shot. Up no good.
Scheidecker on the rebound and a foul from behind on the Glacier Bears. Not a smart foul there as we're walking the court here to shoot two as the
Sage whistled for the foul. And
Scheidecker and the Panthers will go to the line. Double bonus now. 10 fouls on the Glacier Bears. And Scheidecker at the line.
With Sage and Klinger for the Glacier Bears. It's the low spots in the key to get the rebound. Unless he's shooting two.
This is his first one. Scheidecker struggles from the free throw line at times. Hasn't found it yet.
Lynch getting instructions from the bench. Moves back in. Shots up, no good.
Misses that. Rebound
by Stern.
Taken away by the Birds. And it's Panther ball. They go inside to Dahlstrom. Over to Thane. Thane's got room. He goes up. Strong shot. No good. Rebound out of bounds off the Panthers. It'll be Glacier Bear ball.
As Green checks back in, and Swinton will take a seat. Get a break. I think for the first time this game. And Lynch takes the ball again, facing pressure. Knocked away by Owen. Lynch recovers. Looking up court. Finds.
Oh, nice again. Tipped away by Owen.
Who,
and that shot is up and
ball
in.
Off to Stern, who falls to the ground but makes the shot.
16-14, Glacier Bears up. Nice effort by the Bears as the Panthers bring this one across half court. Owen to Bird on the near side. Drives inside, got some room, goes up and in for two. Nice take to the hoop. He and Bird working hard inside there with 2:01, 16-16. Here come the Bears.
With Klinger with the ball now. Passes off to Green, drives inside, loses the handle, but picked up by Klinger. But Klinger, in turnaround attempt, drives the basket, also lost the handle, out of bounds.
Takes the Bears. It'll be Panther ball. Scheidecker, a little pressure in the backcourt now by the Bears. Bird's going to dribble it across half court. Comes near side, then cross court pass to Owen on the far side. Back to near side, Bird drives inside, nothing doing, good D, kicks it out to Owen. Owen over to Bird. Bird comes near side, 2-3 zone by the Glacier Bears, preventing. They go inside, Dahlstrom takes the 6-footer, no good, rebound, Glacier Bears.
As Sage tears down the rebound, pass it off to Klinger, he's looking to relief, finds Green up court. Passes it back to Lynch. Setting up the offense now. Over to Green on the key on the wing. Shots up, no good. Rebound by Lynch. Shot up, no good.
Rebound Panthers. Dahlstrom comes out of traffic. Near side, crosses half court. Goes baseline, goes inside. And a double dribble called at the last second on Dahlstrom. It'll turn the ball over to the Glacier Bears. Tie ball game, 16-16.
If he hadn't double dribbled, he would have committed an offensive foul against Sage. So either way, the Crick is going to lose the ball as Lynch brings the ball up court quickly, gets in the hands of Sage.
Owen knocks it away. Loose ball.
Picked up by Lynch, who's falls to the ground to retrieve the ball. It's called for the travel. So Craig will recover the ball with 44 seconds left here in the second half. Score tied, 16-16.
As Owen brings it across half court for the Panthers to Bird. Goes inside to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom working from the right side. Shots no good. Rebound Bears.
Well defended by Klinger there. As Lynch bringing the ball up. Gets fouled by Bird, who protests, but fouled nonetheless. So that'll be the 17th foul against Craig.
Third team foul, or third personal foul for Bird. So he's going to have a seat here with 25 seconds remaining in the first half. House will come back on the floor for the Panthers. And the Glacier Bears are going to go to the line to shoot a 1-1.
And Lynch preparing to take his first free throws of the game. Referees consulting with the Canes bench. As Lynch finally gets the ball. Gets set up and no good off the back of the rim, but rebounded by Sage. Got good position now in the corner. Almost lost the ball. Knocked away by Craig, so Haynes will retain possession with 21.3 seconds left in the second quarter. Haynes on the far side. Ball's in the hands of Green, who finds Klinger. Back out the top of the key to Lynch. Lynch calling a play, looking to set up, gives it back to Green. Green dribbles toward the basket, now turns back, picks up his dribble up to...
Oh, taken away by House, takes that ball away, he's going to the coast, and that layup is no good.
Easy layup. As Haynes gets the ball back to Lynch, moves up for quickly, 1 second left, shot from 25 feet.
Just,
off the back of the rim, no good.
Just misses the buzzer beater as we're going to send this game to the halftime break. Haynes, Glacier Bears 16, Craig Panthers 16. We will turn it over to KHNS for a 10-minute halftime break.
All righty, we will return to you in about 10 minutes, thereabouts. Thank you much. And you're tuned to KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan. Return at 8:52. Be making a short, quick note here. 52, so I don't delay getting back to them for live coverage of the second half action. The score at the end of the first half, as he mentioned, is 16. Tied at 16. So we saw a slight difference in scoring. We saw a 10-point addition to the Haynes for the Haynes team, a 10-point addition in the second quarter. And for the Craig Panthers, we saw an additional 11 points scored. So a very close scoring for both teams for both quarters. First quarter started out 6-5 with Haynes Glacier Bears in the lead. And then the second quarter, each team scored 10 and 11, respectively. So very close game on tonight's live coverage, live basketball from Craig. Just for your information, the ball games tonight are underwritten.
Broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you by the members of KHNS. The Parts Place, supporting Glacier Bear Basketball since 1986, and open year-round on 3rd Avenue at 766-2940. The Haynes Booster Club, made up of businesses, parents, and fans who support school activities for Haynes students. More information about becoming a booster at 766-3885. The Captain's Choice Motel, locally owned and operated with views of the Upper Lynn Canal and daily maid service. The Captain's Choice at 766-3111. Bigfoot Auto Services, a central boiler dealer, offering Napa Auto Parts on the Haynes Highway at 766-2458. Olrud's Market Center and Alaska Sport Shop, offering groceries, clothing, and outdoor gear on Main Street at 766-2441. Supporting Glacier Bear Basketball for over 40 years. White Rock LLC and White Rock Nursery, with groundwork, road building, and snow plowing on FAA Road in Haynes at 766-3887. Good luck, Bears, all the way. Lutac Lumber, serving do-it-yourselfers and professional builders in Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan since 1986. Lutac Lumber on Beach Road and at 766-2700. Go Glacier Bears. Hauser's IGA, supporting the community we all live in. And Southeast Road Builders, a local contractor for driveway, road construction, and foundation work at 766-2833. Southeast Road Builders, supporting Glacier Bear Basketball in Haynes.